Bear Podcast 362.
Okay. Bear Watch.
Bear Watch. Okay. Well, that's good.
Hi.
Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes, in episode 362. Hey. So, yeah, well, welcome to our show.
After the full week of partying.
Oh, yeah, it has been a very...
Well, for Maynard.
Event. It's for me.
You got to party.
More me, actually. I had a lot of fun.
Been partying for the last three weekends. Mardi Gras, Louis, and TBRU.
You're right. Oh, my God. I did all of those.
Your party animal, Leonard. I think maybe
every week.
intervention.
I need intervention because I'm partying too much. Yeah. Well, what can I say? Every week there's something going on, so which is good. I mean, yeah.
It's been busy.
That's how I roll. Yeah.
Like an egg roll.
Egg roll. That's how I egg roll. Okay, so Ray, how about some updates? So, what's up with you? What happened to you last weekend?
Well, we haven't done a show since before Louis, have we?
Yes, and oh, I should thank Peter for filling in for you because
hey, Peter,
thanks, Peter. He's from the Oh My Pod podcast, so ohmypod.net. Just check
I
him
like
out.
Peter.
Yeah, Peter, you like Peter's Peter?
I like salt Peter. I like salty uncut Peter. What do you say?
Oh.
No. Anyway, thank you, Peter, for filling in for me. I was gone that week because it was Louis here before last. And I had a lot of responsibilities and very important duties to take care of. So,
have you seen the video yet?
No.
No, you haven't? Yeah. You, yeah.
I've not seen it yet. So,
you should see the video.
Anyway. So anyway, Louis was good. I had a good time. The boy was here.
Aww.
He was kept getting scared that somebody was going to walk up and ask them to pin him. So it's just like, good Lord.
He's such a virgin. Such a Louis virgin.
Such a little pussy boy. So did that. And then all last week I recovered because apparently my little partying on Thursday and Friday night. Well, actually, I partied heavy that Thursday night of Louis. And then pinned somebody and got busted pinning them.
What happened?
I was pinning them in this room and then the garage, and it has a garage door on it, and the garage door came up and I was like, ooh, busted!
Oh no.
So
if you guys want to know what Texas pinning in pinning is, just ask Ray at bearpodcast.com.
And then Friday night, the boy was here, and we were at Tony's Corny Park. We did the Chocolate Rain with the HMB group and promoted a little bit of Bear Watch and watched the festivities. And how did you feel about the pinning area this year? A lot of people were not too happy about it, from what I understand.
It's too open.
It's too open and too bright.
Too open and too bright. It needs to be darker. Yeah. Dark room should be dark.
That's right. So. And then Saturday I took the day off. Saturday I went, took the day off and just relaxed and went and saw Battle for LA.
I still haven't seen it. I want to watch it. Probably.
Which is a great movie. I recommend you spending your money on it and go and see it.
Is it 3D? No?
No, I didn't get to see it. No, I don't think it was. I didn't see it in 3D.
Oh, okay.
Red Riding Hood. They were trying to do the big Red Riding Hood, the Big Bad Wolf, as Twilight. And it was okay. It was pretty movie and cute little story and everything, but don't spend waste your money going to the theater. Wait for it to come out on DVD.
Okay.
Or Netflix.
Netflix. Oh, okay. I would imagine it is.
Yeah.
It's like a chick flick, isn't it? Yeah.
It's
kind of dark, right? It's kind of dark.
Kind of dark. Two cute boys, yada, yada, yada. You know, it's kind of predictable, so.
Oh, okay. You know what happens with the Red Riding Hood story, right? So it's pretty much the same, right? They just made it dramatic.
They did a little twist on it, and you find out, you know, it's a very adult Little Red Riding Hood. So,
adult Red Riding. Okay, I don't like that.
And that's about it. This weekend, the boy was back with me, and we just kind of sat around the house and didn't do much. Went to the dog park Saturday. The weather here was gorgeous in Houston. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was like 80 degrees, and he whined the whole time. It's hot. It's hot. I'm just like,
get it's hot. Up. It's beautiful.
It's like beautiful. It's like after all this cold weather, get out there, enjoy this, get some sun. I'll look Filipino if I get tan. I'm like, oh,
Lord. Oh, God. What's wrong with being Filipino brown?
I don't know. So, anyway, so we did that, and then yesterday was just chilling, and that's been about it. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, this weekend has been a great weekend for me because it's TBRU, and I had a lot of fun in Dallas. It's actually
people that have never
Texas Bear Roundup. It's their 16th, and they're doing Heroes and Villains. They did Heroes and Villains too.
And a costume contest.
Yes, Thursday night they did a costume contest. And
skip pictures.
Oh yeah, I do. I'm gonna post it on the video so you guys can see. And you know who won?
Who?
Brent. You know, Terry and Brent.
Oh, Terry, no way.
Yeah, he won Gay Arrow. Sorry, Green Arrow. He was a Green Arrow.
He was the pink arrow?
No, not pink. It's green. He was green. And yeah, it's pretty good costume. Pretty good the way they did it. Remember before, he was, wasn't he Green Lantern last?
No, he did the whole latex body paint thing, didn't he?
Oh, wait, Terry was. Terry was Dr. Manhattan.
Oh, that's right. That's right. And I thought, okay, I can't remember.
And this time, but this time it's Green Arrow. Yeah, so congratulations,
see,
Brent.
See, if I'd have went out there, I could have had my Alpha Bear costume and just straight up in there and won it. Just
yeah, you could have won. And then after that, that's Thursday night. It was pretty good. It's pretty, there's a lots of people. And Friday, I attended the Blow Off. Blow Off is a circuit party, dance party. And Bob Bowles.
Was that a back room?
No. It's not Blow Off. It could be a name for a back room. But yeah, Bob Mould. Bob Mould was there. And I was surprised, you know, he was in the DJ booth. He's
hey, Bob.
DJing. Yeah. Well, Bob Mould is actually one of our guests here on Bear Podcast. We had him in the show a couple of years ago, twice, I think. 2009 and 2008, we had him in the show. He's actually one of my guitar heroes, Bob Mould. Yes, he's an awesome guy. Very nice guy. And a very talented musician.
Yes.
And then went to 300, actually. That's last Saturday. And 300
is it?
No, that's a 300 movie, no.
Oh, so they went and all walked around in leather thongs and...
Yeah. No.
It's actually that was the Eagle. Sorry.
That was the Eagle. So it was it's a sports bar with a bowling alley. We did that last year, and it's really great because, like I said, instead of doing shows, why won't you entertain yourselves? Go entertain yourselves.
Exactly.
Yeah. So go bowling alley. Yeah. That was really fun. And then in the bowling alley, okay, I showed you the DVD, right? So I met up with Dean DeBlois. Dean DeBlois is the director. He's the director of How to Train Your Dragon, and he actually was nominated for Best Picture. I mean, the movie is. So he lost because of Toy Story. So. Yeah. But still, it's an honor to be Academy Award nominee.
That's right. Maybe the next one.
He's doing How to Train Your Dragon 2 soon. So,
How to Blow Your Dragon.
How to Blow Your Dragon. Yeah, so he actually signed my Blu-ray. I was the only one who did it, I guess, that weekend. And I was ready. I knew he's going to be there. So yeah. I got a Blu-ray and brought it to him. And he signed it. I was really happy he signed it.
Well, that's cool.
He even drew Toothless. So that's really good. I mean, I was surprised he's gonna be even drew toothless in the in the sleeve. So that was good. And then what's bad about the event that evening, though? Everything's fun except for the food. They ran out. The food is good, but they ran out. Yes,
you run out of food at a bear event.
Yes, that is a no no. You don't run out of food on a bear run. Yeah. So.
Oh well, you know, shit happens.
Oh yeah, it happens. I mean, they may not have. They may have underestimated things. So it happens. They are aware. So hopefully they'll improve next year.
Oh, I'm sure they were made very aware of it that night.
Oh yeah, I could see the
1500 bears bitching and moaning because there ain't enough French fries and hamburgers or whatever else they had up there. Oh yeah, they heard about it. Trust
me. No, they had this chicken and spinach and mashed potatoes and stuff like that.
Oh,
so
okay.
Yeah, and then Sunday, of course, the barbecue.
What's the vegetarian food?
There are no veggies. That's one comment from one of the people there. There are no veggies at all. They didn't have salads. Well, there was some salad, but
so what vegetarians eat?
I don't know. And I found out that Dean DeBlois is a vegetarian, and I don't know what he's gonna eat. Probably just mashed potatoes and leaves.
Well, how, were they made with butter?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. That might, if he's vegan, that's right. He can't have that. Never mind.
If it's vegan, yeah, but he's a vegetarian. Okay. So okay, after that, that's a Saturday, and yeah, I didn't go to the contest. You know, the beauty pageant. The bear beauty pageant. I didn't go. And
what were you doing?
Oh, nothing much. Just really waited for the next day. Sunday we had the barbecue. Of course, the barbecue is always good. And we had some friends. Oh, I must do some shout-outs. Forgot. Okay. Shout-out to a couple of friends who I met there. Some listeners of the show and new friends that I met there. Dave from Connecticut. Shout-out.
Hey, Tom, Dave.
Tom from Maryland.
Hey, Tom.
Eric from San Antonio.
Hey, Eric, San Antonio.
Arctic and Kevin.
Ooh, Arctic.
Arctic. Arctic is, you know, I think he's your type, Ray.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Anyway, so Albert, Kevin from Dallas, who will soon move to Manila. Imagine that, a bear Filipino couple, they're going to Manila.
Ooh, that's going to be one lucky bear.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're a lucky Kevin. A few more people from California.
Kevin, email me. Let me know how it goes.
Yeah.
when all the little Filipino boys were, yeah.
Yeah. Call me. Okay.
On
okay.
Vacation.
A few more California people. Kai, Alan, Frank, Todd, and Ed. And they're very nice. They're bear Asian couples too. There's lots of bear Asian couples there.
What is up with that?
Yeah, I know. And Young and Woofy Bear Bill. From Bay Area. So, shout out, guys. And also JD and Dean, because they were kind enough to, you know, I said hi to JD. JD and Dean are our partners. So, I said hi to them. Yeah. So, shout out. So, that was the fun part of TBRU. Okay. I really enjoyed it.
Did you go to the Hidden Sword yesterday?
Yes. We went to the Hidden Sword. Lots of people. It's really packed. And you could tell that there's a surge of people a bus arrives because there's a surge of people coming in.
Yeah.
And of
it's
course.
It's like an orgasm and they're everywhere.
Yes, that's right. It's really fun. It's lots of people and got to meet a couple of friends, some old friends. So it's good. It's good. It was good. But then I had to leave 4 o'clock because it's good. It's a long drive. It's a long drive back to Houston. That was fun. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's pretty much my update for TBRU. So the Dallas Bears, congratulations for a great event. 1,506, something like that. I don't know the number, but that's a lot, and that's a big accomplishment. It's kind of hard to organize that kind of...
How about 200 of y'all coming down and signing up for Bear Watch and having a good time on the beach?
Yeah, we'll talk about that more later. Okay, on Saturday, we recorded with Coley, the maker of Growler. And yeah, he was there, and it's a good thing. He's sponsoring TBRU, I think, yeah. And also Bear Watch.
Yes, he's a sponsor of Bear
Watch. Yeah, he's also a sponsor of Bear Watch. So it's great to have Coley in the show. So here's our interview with Coley.
Yay! Yeah, that's it.
Nice.
Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard, and joining me today is Coley from Growler.
Hi everyone.
Yes, it's good to have you in the flesh, and it's always good to have a video podcast on location stuff. So today we are here live at TBRU, and it's a Saturday where everybody's dying down and getting ready for the party tonight. But we're here at the Newberry Room here at the Crown Plaza Hotel, and we have Coley here to talk about Growler. But before that, TBRU, this is your first time?
No, actually, this is my third year.
Your third year?
TBRU.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's one of my favorites because, I mean, it's the biggest one by far, I think.
Right now, it is the biggest now.
They made an announcement this morning downstairs and said they just had their 1,500th member officially registered.
Oh, wow, it's even
more. Yeah. 15. So it's like, I think it blows the other ones
that
away.
Is crazy. Crazy yeah. many. I mean, that's 1,500. I don't know how you handle that. I mean,
I know, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I met the organizer, mm-hmm. Or one of the organizers. His name is Wayne. He's a really nice guy, yeah. And he is just on top of stuff. I mean, he's got everything down to a science. I think he said this was his 10th year organizing.
Yeah, that's right.
It's amazing.
He's the president right now. Wayne, you're doing a great job, Wayne. Good job. 1,500
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tonight is going to be dinner. Did you know we're going to be bowling tonight? Oh yeah, you did last year.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Last year. They did it last year.
You know what? I've always like it that they want to entertain. Go ahead and entertain yourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get the fun off out of bowling and just pool and everything. So that's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And did you do bowling last year?
No, I didn't do bowling. Like it's funny. I helped. There's a local gay bowling league back home in Columbus, and I did it 1 year, and for fun. And I was like horrible at it. I was literally had the worst average out of like 110 people on the league. I think I played 14 weeks in a row, and at the end of the 14th week, my game average was like, I think it was 42.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm the most uncoordinated person on the face of the planet. So it's like I try and have fun at it, but it's really hard to when you bowl 42.
Okay. Yeah, I get to play once in a while, but yeah. I'm not serious. I don't like playing too serious. I don't even join the league. I just go play with friends. Yeah. And I'm going to enjoy it tonight. I'm sure it's
going to be. Well, they're going to have video games and pool tournaments and stuff like that today too, I think.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
So it'll be fun.
That'll be fun. It'll be fun. Well, we're here to talk about Growler. So, I know we talked about it before. Guys, we had Coley before on Bear Podcast, and we're going to talk about probably new features. Any new stuff that you've come up with Growler right now?
Some of the new features that have been on since the last time, like there's been a lot of feedback from the users of stuff they like, stuff they don't like, new feature requests and things like that. One of the things I added was when you go in the app, there's a section called Growls where it's like preset custom messages. So instead of having to type out the opening line, you can just send a quick pickup line, and it looks something like wolf or you're hot or whatever.
I always get you're cute. I like that.
Yeah. Before those were like static, they were installed on your phone when you downloaded it, but now it's different. They're actually controlled on our server, so we can dynamically update them as time goes on. Like if it's a holiday, we set up one the other day, it said Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. And,
I didn't check that on.
And I was thinking about, right now it doesn't do it, but I was thinking about maybe changing it so that it could be, those messages depend on where you're located. Like if you're in, like an Asian country, that might appear in Chinese or Japanese or something like that instead, because not everyone speaks English.
Yeah, that's true. Which reminds me, okay, how what do you say about the demographics? I mean, I bet, of course, most of them are in the U.S. But
yeah.
What do you think of the overseas
well,
users?
Well, it's interesting. Like we get breakdowns through the App Store and through my app has ads in it, and the ads have reports too, as far as like what countries it come from and stuff. And right now, like Growler is featured in the iPhone App Store. They have different sections, and my section is social networking.
Yeah.
And currently, like, there's an App Store in each country, and currently, the Growler is featured on the What's Hot list for social networking, and it changes every day. It's usually between like 10 and 20 countries around the world, but some of the ones that show up consistently is the U.S., the U.K., Italy. It's very big in Italy. What else? Australia, Thailand, China, and all sorts of countries.
Lots of beers in Thailand and China.
Thailand's actually like really big. I think it's a top 100 app over there right now.
Oh, okay.
So yeah,
that's awesome! Wow, it just didn't go that far. So right now, okay, fine. We have banner ads. Are you planning any paid apps soon or any upgrade?
I want to keep the app is always going to be free.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's good. Yeah.
But one of the more recent features on the app is the Growls that we talked about. You also have the ability to do what's called an in-app purchase, where you can have your own custom growl that you want to send someone. Because sometimes people send the same messages over and over again. Like they say, maybe I'm visiting Dallas this weekend for TBIU, or they like to say their stats, or they like to say, want to trade picks or something. But so if you're sick of typing that message over and over and over again, for $1 you can purchase that message and just send it at a touch of a button now.
Okay.
So just a little feature, but it's not required. So it's the app will always be free, but there may be some pay features like that one. So
okay. How about Android? Because people are, I have friends who are on Android, and they're waiting for it on Android. So
that's the number one requested feature is, when is it coming to Android? Is it going to be available for Android soon? And it will be available for Android. I promise it will. It's a lot of work to support the app as it is. Like, the top of the list is definitely Android. I myself am... Android is written in a programming language called Java, and I have some Java experience, but I don't feel that my experience level is high enough for me to do the actual work myself. Mm-hmm. So we're contacting all sorts of... We're trying to keep it in the family, so I'm trying to contact... There's a IT Bear group on Facebook, and I regularly...
Oh, there is?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's an invite-only group. But I regularly make posts to that one asking if there's any interest or there's any desire or you have the experience to work in the Android market, feel free to contact me. And I've gotten some feedback and stuff, but I'm still taking requests. So if anybody out there is an Android,
Android developer,
feel free to contact me. So.
Yeah. Probably through the website.
My email address is Coley, Coley, @growlerapp.com. You can always get a hold of me there.
Okay.
So, and I'm pretty good at responding as quickly as possible to him.
Yeah.
So.
That's always good. That's right. How about bringing this to Bear Runs? Right now, you're here. You're giving away shirts and stuff.
this Bear Run is probably, it's about 75% personal and 25% business.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
This one's for me. So.
Yeah, and it's all fun.
Yeah.
Keep it fun. Yeah,
but
that's right.
I'm glad you mentioned that, though, because we do actually have some really interesting stuff going on with that right now. Like I mentioned before, Italy is one of our top countries that we are available in. And we just signed a contract with Bear event promoter / bar owner out there that we just signed I think it's a 10-month contract with him to do, he has exclusive rights now to do growler parties in Italy at his bars. And he also does lots of bear events around Europe as well, so he's planning on doing some of that as well. And I think that's probably one of my next new things I want to work on is getting it, in the real world too. That's it's great to be online. I'm online. I wrote an app for it. But, what really counts is getting people together, I think. And so we're trying to make a presence in the real world too, not just the online world.
Not just virtual.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because, one of the things I really try and enforce with Growler is a lot of the times people consider these hookup apps.
Yeah.
And I would really like mine to be, that's always going to happen, but I would like mine to build more of a community than just a hookup thing.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of the niche it's falling into, because it's stayed true. It stayed focused mainly on the bear market and stuff. We don't deny anyone, wants to be on the app or anything, but I think that's a good thing going forward.
That's right.
And also, too, we have another contract we just entered into with the bar in Chicago. Jackhammer Bar.
Oh, Jackhammer, okay.
Yes, they are going to be presenting monthly bear parties on the growler parties on the fourth Saturday of every month starting in April. And I think the different promotions are going to change, but the first promotion they're going to run is they're going to have $1 off all drinks for anybody that's a member of Growler.
Oh, what do they have to do? They have to show the Growler app like that?
Yeah, something like that. So.
You know what's funny? I'm wondering about that. What if they just take a picture and then wait a second, listen. Don't do that.
Don't give them any idea.
Download the app.
Yeah.
But that's good. You're spreading to the community. That's always good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's fun too, because a lot of people, they approach me about it and stuff too. It's like people are wanting to become more involved with it and everything, so, which is great. It's been so much fun for me to know that I'm out there in the community and that Growler is making a presence and people know who it is and they want to be involved with it and stuff. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So.
That's awesome. So no Growler parties this weekend here in Dallas?
No, not at TBRU. No.
Like I said, it's all you today. This is your vacation.
Yeah.
Just partly telling people about Growler.
Yeah.
Yeah. So guys, check out growlerapp.com and you can go to the App Store. Download it. It's really available. It's really easy to download.
Yeah.
And get signed up. Yeah.
Yes, please do.
Okay, let's talk about Bear Watch, Ray.
Bear Watch! Let's talk about Bear Watch. Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, if you want to register, go to www.bearwatch.net. That's www. bearwatch.net. You can register right there. The run fee for Bear Watch until April 30th is $95. You can register. We're having a good time. Friday night, we have a toga party plan. We got a little kegger going on, a little pizza going on. I'm having a little toga contest. A few fun little frat games that we're going to be playing that night. And other than that, it's just going to be a laid-back Friday night.
Am I going to be in charge of any of the games?
Huh?
Am I going to be in charge of any of the games?
You're actually one of the games.
I am one of the games. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Guess This Nard.
All right. Guess This Nard.
Saturday, we got breakfast prepared for you. We go to the beach. We got NLA is hosting lunch at the beach for us. So that's National Leather Association here in Houston chapter will be hosting the lunch at the beach for us. We'll be having some beach games. We got the greased pig.
We're going to do that again.
Okay. Yes, we're always going to do that. And we get people, as they register, they get to divide up into frat houses. Mm-hmm. So you can choose your frat. One of our frats, PIG, which is pig, and we got frat Alpha Sigma Sigma, which is ass.
Ass.
There's about eight of them out there. So when you register, make sure you choose the appropriate fraternity house for you. So, okay. And there'll be some competitions there. And of course, Saturday night, we're having a lovely meal there at the hotel. And then around 9 o'clock, we kick off the infamous clothing optional pool party, and we got the ultimate foam pit.
Okay.
So,
all right.
It's all happening. And then Sunday, we get up to a nice brunch and some awards, and everybody gets to go on their merry little way. Or they can hang out at the beach for another couple of days at the hotel and just chill. So,
okay. So
register for Bear Watch. $95, folks. Time's running out. Tick tock. You can register at www.bearwatch.net.
Yes. Come to Galveston. Visit us. See us. Yeah.
And the way it's warming up now, Galveston's going to be nice if it keeps warming up like it is now. If it's already in the 80s and first day of spring,
mm-hmm.
by May gets here, it's going to be nice down there. So.
Yeah.
And some people at the beach this weekend I talked to, and they said it was gorgeous. So.
Yeah. So, yeah, bearwatch.net.
Yep.
Okay, so let's continue with Coley.
You've been traveling a lot now. You've been promoting Growler and stuff. So, any travels for this year? Where else are you going to go?
We are going to go to Spring Thaw in Seattle next month. It's April 7th, I believe. So we'll be out there as well. And doing some promoting and having fun and
yeah.
that stuff too.
So. Always have fun. The fun part.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's kind of nice. It's great that I can do all this stuff, and it's a business expense. So
yeah,
it's awesome.
That's right.
So
good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it'll be fun.
Spring Thaw. Wait, Spring Thaw? That's in Seattle.
Yes,
it's in Seattle. Right.
Yep.
Okay.
It's a smaller one. It's not as big as nobody's as big as TBRU.
No, but, not now because lots of runs right now. Like IBR ended last February, I think it's the last one, right?
Yeah.
Pretty sad. I'm sad about that. It's been running for so many years, and then now just suddenly there's no bear run in San Francisco, of all places. Yeah.
Well, I heard they had a really fantastic turnout this year because it was the last.
Because the last, okay.
But and also I heard some rumors that because it was such a good turnout that they might still be doing. That's just a rumor, though.
Oh, okay.
So.
Well, it could be a big unrun. Just
yeah.
No registration, just go. I don't know. It's just an idea, okay?
Yeah.
Maybe a good idea. So, how about... you're based in Columbus.
Yes.
Yeah, based in Columbus. And I was there. I was there last... when was it? Gay World Series. I was in the Gay World Series.
Yeah.
There. And in your partner plays, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I wouldn't say...
He plays.
Don't say play.
Oh, no. Wait. No, plays. He plays softball.
Yes,
right? Okay.
He plays softball. Very important. Very important.
All right. Okay. Yeah. So, is he in the higher division or...
Okay, this is terrible. I'm a softball wife, so I should know this, but it goes A, B, C, D, then rec league, right? Or something like that?
I think D is the rec league, yeah.
Okay, I think he plays in the C league.
In the C league, yeah. Oh my god, he's gonna give you trouble.
I know,
he doesn't know
that I'm
playing
yet. He's gonna hate me.
But yeah, it's fun. I mean, Columbus is a great place for sports, for softball.
Yeah.
Oh my God, yeah. The fields are awesome.
Yeah, they have Berliner Field down there. Amazing. I think that, what is there, something like 32 fields
out
there?
Because in other cities that I've been, you have to drive probably 30 miles. You can't watch
it. I heard one, I think it was Chicago, they had some fields one area, and then you had to drive 50 miles to get to another one.
I actually think it's Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Okay. Because it's in Chicago this year, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, hopefully, if our team ever goes in, I'd like to go to Chicago. So I'd like to go.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. So you think you guys going to go to Chicago, you think, for Gay World Series?
Well, hopefully, if his team makes it into it, then we'll definitely go for sure. But he has a lot of friends that play. So, I mean, it's not that far of a drive from Columbus.
Yeah.
It's like
just
about
go anyway.
So we'll probably end up going anyway.
That's good.
So it'll be fun. Okay. But we'll be there for Bear Pride as well in May.
You do your promotion there too.
Yeah, like Jack Hammer is going to have a growler party that weekend for the kickoff.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be fun.
Okay, that's good. Well, thank you, Coley, for being in the show. It's always awesome to have guests in the show. So, guys, if you have any comments, send your to Growler. What's the email again? Coley, to him directly. Send it to him.
Send it to me directly. It's fine.
Yeah, Coley at growlerapp.com. Put the links on the website for you guys to so you can direct to him. And don't forget, if you guys have iPhones, just check out Growler app on the App Store and try it out. You'll meet lots of bears, lots of non-bears also. There are also chasers there, and lots of my friends are there too. So check it out.
Thank you, Coley, for being the show.
Hey, Coley, thank you. You should come down for Bear Watch, Coley.
Okay, Ray, so what do we have here? What is it?
This weekend I was watching something, and it just kind of blew me away.
Someone blew you?
Well, they did that too, but
okay.
I've always liked to watch people dance. I like dance shows. I don't like Dancing with the Stars. That's kind of corny. But
you are gay, gay.
Dance stuff.
I like people dance.
But I was flipping through Netflix, and this LXD movie showed up, and I'm like, what is this? And it's called The Legion of Extraordinary Dancers, and it's more commonly known as the LXD.
Okay.
Now, what really caught my attention about this was not the name of the deal, because I was like, well, this is kind of spin off of the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, but who one of the actors was, and it was Harry Shum Jr.
Which one was he there?
Harry is Mike on Glee. You know, with the nice six-pack abs that you just want to lick all over and just,
Okay.
Asian dancer on Glee.
Oh, him. Okay, yeah, all right.
Well, he's one of the choreographers on the show. And this has been like a web series, and you can find it on Hulu. And you can also find the first season. They put all the different individual shows together into one, like, hour-and-a-half movie. So it's very cool. But it's basically a web series about two groups of rival dancers. Heroes, the Legion of Extraordinary Dancers, and villains, the Alliance of the Dark, who discover they have superpowers referred to as the Ra, through their dance abilities. The entire story takes place over hundreds of years, beginning in the 1920s up to the year 3000.
Mm-hmm.
The series is written and directed and produced by John Chu, who says he was inspired to create the series by Michael Jackson's Thriller and Smooth Criminal music videos, and by the dancers he met while filming the movie Step Up to the Streets. So, but any type of modern dance, like hip hop dance,
mm-hmm.
There's ballet, there's actually modern movement type dance, and it's very, very, very interesting. And it just like blew me away when I watched this. So, there's like hip hop, there's crumping, which I still haven't figured out what crumping is. There's contemporary dance, there's tricking, there's popping, there's b-boying, there's jazz, there's this incredible tap.
I don't know any of those. I know hip-hop. I know ballet.
And ballet. I mean, it's just all incredible. And there's no special effects. There's no green screens, no nothing. It's all filmed on a stage it's all filmed on a location without any green screens. There's no wire work or anything special. Everything the dancers do are actually doing it. Mm-hmm. And Harry Shum is one of the good guys, and his piece was dancing with a pair of shoes. He puts on these shoes that belonged to somebody else that was in the league,
okay. And
they kind of possessed him. But it was just incredible, some of the stuff he did. So,
and that's all he's wearing, just shoes. Naked, well, no, everything, just shoes.
No, I wish. Okay. God, I wish.
Okay.
If anybody's got any naked pictures of Harry Shum Jr., send them to me. ray@bearpodcast.com.
All right.
So, but anyway, go check it out. You can find it on Hulu. There, we'll post the link up there. It's the lxd.com.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the season. How many episodes are there? I'm trying to remember if they're in season two or if they're in season three. They're in season two right now, it looks like.
Yeah. Okay.
So, and you can watch them online. If you go to the website, you can watch them online. So. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, what's the site again? The LXD?
The LXD.com. So. Okay.
All right.
But you see a lot of, if you like hot men's, ballet men's, there's the one guy that does this whole robot thing that is just blows your mind. So, So check it out. It's something fun. It's light. It kind of takes your mind off stuff. So, I really enjoyed it.
Okay. I have yet to see it yet. Anyway, okay, so before we go, I would like to address the Japan earthquake incident and the tsunami. I know it's been a few weeks now. It's just that we've been out and about, but we really haven't talked about it. And so we're thinking of you all from Japan. I really, what can I say? I mean, it's really a bad timing. And it's really sad what's happening right now in Japan and all those generators, the nuclear reactors
that are melting down.
Yeah.
So I actually got a text the other day. One of my friends, Yuki, lives in Tokyo.
Mm-hmm.
He's a graduate student. He's a bottom and a chaser. So if y'all can find him on Scruff if you want to.
Okay.
But this is what he texts me. He said, "Daddy Ray, it's a really big and frightening earthquake. I thought I was going to die. I really need your big bear daddy hug. I had to walk 7 hours to get home on that day. I was so lonely on the midnight road, lots of pain on my legs, and it was freezing."
Wow.
And I told him, I said, "Well, I wish I could have made it better." He said, "The earthquake was really big in Tokyo too, but I was luckily in the solid building when we got hit, and we didn't have the tsunami. I'm so sorry for those who got by that gigantic tsunami. As my parents live in the very southwest of Japan and my sister's in the U.S., they're all right. And all my friends who lived in that region are all survived. But it's still so painful and sad to watch the TV headlines. In Tokyo, the infrastructures are all very limited and the problem of the nuclear reactor is so serious. So our daily life here is kind of difficult now, but it's getting better very gradually, though."
Mm-hmm.
So.
Really sad.
And then we went on and stuff. But that's what he was saying, that that's the first time I've heard from him since the earthquake. So they finally got cell phone and cellular reception back up and internet and everything. And so it's a mess over there. Okay. It's a much bigger version of Katrina, I do believe. So.
Oh, yeah.
So.
It's really sad. So,
and if you haven't went online and looked at some of the videos of people, because a lot of them have been posted now because people couldn't get them loaded up soon enough because everything was down in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
But the videos, like, there were some people shooting a documentary about watching the Japanese dolphin hunters.
Mm-hmm.
And they were in the bay when the alarms went off. So they got up to higher ground and they filmed the tsunami coming in. And you see it washing in, and then you just see it when the water starts going back, the whole town's gone.
God, and they're talking about they're so scary.
Floating on a water. You know, they're talking about, and they got, I don't know if they should, I think they cut it out of the video, but there's a woman on a floating on something and she was screaming for help, and the tsunami just took her out to the ocean, and there's nothing anybody could do because there's no way to get to her.
Oh, that is so sad.
So, but this interesting little, I think it's like a 7-minute video they got.
God,
and it's like the whole town that they just drove through and spent the morning in was gone.
Mm-hmm.
So
that is so sad.
Yeah.
So. Well, I'm gonna say it will be in our thoughts and prayers all those victims from in Japan.
Yeah. If any of our Japanese listeners can get to us, or
let us know if you're okay.
Let us know if you're okay, or let us know, hey, what's going on. So
Okay. So just email us show@bearpodcast.com. Let us know what's going on. And for all you listeners out there, just if you have comments to this show, just email us show@bearpodcast.com, or you can call the voicemail line. What's the voicemail line, Ray?
206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Don't laugh at me, Maynard. I haven't done it in 2 weeks. You shouldn't laugh at me. Don't make me tell everybody what you screwed up on earlier.
Oh, no, no, don't. I'll get killed. Okay, so subscribe by iTunes and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We have facebook.com/bearpodcast now. So you can friend, you can like the website there. You can like, it's a fan page, yeah. So cool. It's nice to have more people come over, you know, liking the shows. And also on Twitter, we're also at Bear Podcast on Twitter. So follow us there. Okay, so any last words, Ray, to our friends out there?
Hang in there. We got. I know we've gotten some emails and some comments and stuff in over the last couple weeks, and we'll get them on the show.
Yeah.
Here in the next couple weeks, it's been kind of packed with.
Yeah.
Maynard partying all the time. I mean, God.
Yeah, that's know, right.
You know, Mardi Gras and then Louie and then TVRU, while the rest of us po folks just sit at home all the time. So.
Right. Mm-hmm. But it's just timing. March is really just a busy month. It's always a very busy month. Okay, so.
In like a lion, out like a lamb.
Yeah. Okay, so, all right. We got to go, Ray. Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening, and we'll catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. What a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.
Kind of footage you want. You want this kind of footage you want? Just, oh, yeah. Yeah. That's the kind of footage you want, ain't it? Well, you go to XTube. Watch my video for that.